The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of the Ben Maller Show. Don't settle for a cheap ripoff. This is the original, recorded overnight and repackaged in the podcast. Before we tell you what's coming up, on today's hour number one, a programming note, the fifth hour with Ben Maller and Danny G, available worldwide on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts, you can hear that show. Exclusive details that have never been told. The five W's on the next Maller meet and greet, the next official Maller meet and greet that has been scheduled. We'll let you know about that on the fifth hour podcast. You're not going to want to miss it if you're a P1. Here in hour number one, it's all about March Madness. We begin with Tom Izzo saying that Kansas State was lucky to beat Michigan State. Was this a compliment or a backhanded jab? And we are infatuated with Marcus Noel, the K-State pint-sized guard, his performance thus far in the NCAA tournament, the Book of Legends. We look at the question, will he get a shot in the NBA? Is that inbounds or out of bounds? Also, we examine Arkansas getting smoked by Connecticut. Did Arkansas coach Eric Musselman jinx the Razorbacks with his shirtless dance after beating Kansas? We take a look at that and more right now. Give it up for our number one. The sweet nectar of it all. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere as audio buddies providing more satisfying sports talk, unless we don't, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and lavishly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the side, the ringside. For the chatter, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the sweetness, as in the Sweet 16, as college basketball ended its brief hiatus. They hadn't played since Sunday. They tipped off with not one, not two, not three. How about four games? Now, one of those stood out more than the others. You could say two of them, but for our purposes right now, you got to start with one, my man. You got to start with one. And so we're going to focus in on Kansas State and Michigan State, which was early on the card. One of the early matchups in the early television window. Kansas State, led by Marquise Noel. He did it again. The little guy did it again. He set the NCAA tournament record for assists. You get an assist. You get an assist. You get. Everyone gets an assist. Single game record, 19 helpers from Marcus Noel and Kansas State with a thrilling, agonizing 98-93 win. There was a last second bucket just to tack on a couple extra points. It was one possession game. Michigan State had the ball. They screwed it up. And at Madison Square Garden, the Mecca, the hometown kid, Noel, who's from the New York City area there, he had 20 points, also had 5 steals in a performance for the ages and college basketball lore. And he did it in dramatic, I only have one leg. If you saw the game, you know what I'm talking about here. But he played hobbled most of the second half. He rolled his right ankle just minutes into the, I think it was just a couple minutes into the second half there, as Kansas State had a 4-point lead when he got hurt. He left the game, and they had the very dramatic camera shots. He was getting taped. Is he going to come back in the game? Oh, the drama. You could cut the tension with a butter knife on the sidelines there for the Wildcats. And Noel ends up only missing less than 3 minutes of game time. And he came back in, and he had dominated the first half. He had 5 points and 10 assists in the first half. So we'll get back to him. But the better story here came from the losing locker room as Michigan State takes it on the chin there. They go down in overtime, and one of the few coaches that matter in collegiate basketball, Tom Izzo, stole the spotlight. Did you hear what Tom Izzo had to say post-game? Perhaps not. Following the game on CBS, they caught up with the grizzled Michigan State head coach, Tom Izzo, who made a comment in his opening statement when asked the question that rubbed many people the wrong way. Izzo used the L word, when talking about Kansas State. As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape.
Give them credit, but I mean, they banked in 2 shot clock threes. There were, and they made some big plays, but some of those plays weren't big plays. They were lucky plays.
No, he said it. He said the L word. He said it. L word. Lucky. Lucky.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Tom Izzo.
Wow, bro. Oh,
heartbreaker. You heard it? He said, give them, meaning Kansas State, credit. They banked in 2 shot clock threes. They made some big plays, but some of those big plays weren't big plays. They were lucky plays. He said it. Play it again, Roberto. Play it again. Play it again.
Give them credit, but I mean, they banked in 2 shot clock threes. There were, and they made some big plays, but some of those plays weren't big plays. They were lucky plays.
No! The dagger, the right hook. So let us discuss. I want to talk to you about this. So the question, Tom Izzo saying, you just heard it, Tom Izzo saying Kansas State was lucky, right? They weren't big plays. They were lucky plays to beat his Michigan State basketball team. Was this a compliment or a backhanded jab? So I've got Seneca, DeVito, and Razorblade. And we will line all of these things up, and we will knock them down like dominoes. Now, to lead off here, we understand, having done this job for a while, and part of the job is talking about what's going on in that business, that this is not Tom Izzo's first barbecue. He has been to the picnic called March Madness many times. So this comment was obviously in the backhanded jab family. To put it another way, Kansas State wasn't better than old Sparty. They weren't. They just happened to have Lady Luck on their side. Now, I disagree here. Did Kansas State make several circus shots in this game? Yes. But was that the reason that they won the game? No. And was it even lucky, right? It was the Roman philosopher Seneca, who is credited with saying it best, that, quote, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity, which means, if I interpret that properly, you make your own luck. But it's also all about perspective. And so if you want to go down the garden path, and I will, because I have 4 hours of a blank audio canvas to paint, so I'm going to go down that garden path. So let's play the game. If Kansas State was lucky, riddle me this, Batman or Tom Izzo. So Kansas State is lucky. Marquise Noel, if they are lucky, would not have been hopping on a pogo stick early in the second half. He would have stayed healthy because in a parallel dimension, he doesn't roll his ankle. And Kansas State pulls away from Michigan State. The game doesn't even go to overtime. So you don't need those ridiculous shots. And as they said back in Good Will Hunting, how do you like them apples, Tom Izzo? All right, furthermore. So I want to address my favorite player in all of college basketball, Marcus Noel. I'm a fan. My name is Ben Maller, and I like this guy. His performance thus far has been insane to the membrane in the NCAA tournament. So the question I have for you is this. Marcus Noel, who was not on anyone's radar because of his play so far, will he get a shot in the NBA? So is he going to get a shot in the NBA? Is that inbounds or out of bounds? So I say that is inbounds. And if you want to take shots at me and say I'm a prisoner of the moment and he's too small and all, that's fine. I am proudly Benny Brightside on Marcus Noel of Kansas State. I am drinking the purple Kool-Aid on this cat, right? I have been mesmerized watching this dynamo play, joining the book of NCAA tournament legends. Now, regardless of how this turns out, and Kansas State still has a big mountain to climb to win the championship, Noel was not projected to be drafted in the NBA. He was not on anyone's draft board prior to the tournament. And the reason why, it's a bug's life. You don't see players in today's NBA who are knee-high to a grasshopper. You know, it's a size thing. And despite that, I'm old enough to have watched an era of pro bouncy ball when you could have the occasional pipsqueak who played. Shout out Muggsy Bogues or Spud Webb or several others that were little players by comparison, but got it done. So I know it is possible. And even a few years ago, there was a guard for the Celtics named Isaiah Thomas who's still bouncing around. He got hurt. He's a bit player now, but he was dominant, an MVP-level player before he got injured. So my advice here to the NBA, and God knows they need my advice, go full Danny DeVito and get Shorty. That old movie, Get Shorty, he would be a wonderful gimmick guy in the NBA, a shock and awe type player, a disruptor. That is my expert assessment from years of watching basketball and being a blowhard and a gas bag on the radio. His skill set compensates for the lack of height, that he's the kind of player that would be perfect in small doses as a nuisance for opposing defenders. Now, the issue is always with those players that are of his stature, defense, but there are ways to mitigate. And there are more ways today than back in the old days to hide a player like that. And in short bursts, talk about instant offense, the hamburger helper offensive style. He would be a great backup point guard that plays 20 minutes a game. And hey, I don't know that he'll be drafted anymore, maybe the second round, but bring him to the people's team. Undrafted free agent or second round pick. I don't care. Team him up with the Claw. All right, last thing here. So I'd also like to adjust. There's other games going on other than this Kansas State game, obviously. Arkansas played, and they played Connecticut, kind of. It wasn't much of a game. And so the question on that game that many people are yapping about, did Arkansas coach and former Fox Sports Radio contributor Eric Musselman jinx the Razorbacks with his shirtless dance the other day when they beat Kansas? So... No, that's a bad bail. The answer is no. Now, many pundits here are, no, that's a bad bell. That's a bad, stop the bell. Now, stop it. Now, many pundits are dancing right now on the hog's grave. And they sucked, and that's fine. They're celebrating that Musselman's team got blown to smithereens by Connecticut. And UConn, to their credit, they put on a masterclass defensively and offensively. Arkansas was absolutely boat raced in that game. But memo to the fashionistas of sportsmanship, you can go jump in an ice-cold lake, okay? Spoiler alert, the outcome of this game had nothing to do with Eric Musselman becoming a Chippendales dancer after beating the Jayhawks. No relation. Things went haywire. It happens. You enjoy the journey. And remember the old razor blade. It's an Occam's razor situation. The simplest answer is most often correct, and the more complicated explanations are often not correct. The Razorbacks sucked at a time you cannot suck. Arkansas shot less than 32%. They couldn't make a three-point shot, 5 of 16, and Connecticut rarely missed. They shot almost 60% in that game. Meanwhile, the late game, we'll touch on that briefly. What did you make of UCLA blowing a 14-point first-half lead? They had a 13-point lead midway through. They came back, they took the lead, and then they lost to Gonzaga. So it was clearly alarming for the Bruins. It was great for the Zags, but the Bruins took a siesta for more than half of the second half of the game. They went AWOL. Maybe they went to a casino to have a buffet in Vegas, but they shot 51% UCLA in the first half. You saw the game, you know. They went over 11 minutes without making a field goal in the second half. And that sounds wretched bad, but you know what? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I just the overnight show around here, but Mick Cronin's team was on fumes. However, that is not an excuse. I know they were shorthanded. Do your job. The Bruins were preposterously bad for the bulk of the second half. And then they figured something out in the final couple of minutes. They had the full court press. That caused the game to shift back in their favor. It was like a slip and slide for the Zags. But they still ended up blowing it in the end. Just a middling second half, and UCLA is in the Elite Eight right now, shorthanded or not. But if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, the Wizard of Westwood would still be coaching alive and well for the gutty little Bruins. And the other game, which gets no buzz, the Volunteers have been eliminated as Florida Atlantic. Little Florida Atlantic, who also stunk in the first half of that game. They're known as the Owls. Hoot, 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 hoot. The Owls.
Never heard of them.
They went on an 18-2 run in the second half. I was flipping over to that, but I was not going to lie to you. I was more focused on some other things there. But the Owls missed 11 of their first 14 three-point shots. They end up winning the game. So Tennessee is out. They were trying to get to the Elite Eight, second time in program history, but they are gonzo. See you later. It is the Ben Maller Show. Got a big night ahead of us. If you're with us for the full red-eye flight later on, we'll have the third degree, lame jokes of the week, the Maller riddle of the day, the Coop Scoop on entertainment, Balderdash, and a whole lot more. So it's a big overnight here, and we hope you can stay with us as long as possible. If not, the podcast will be up and running shortly after we get done. 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369, if you would like to be part of the program. Also on Twitter, @BenMaller. One of the great uses in the history of sport of trickeration. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your announcer guy, your news guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox. The Canadians get a goal with 1.1 seconds to play to edge the Canadians 2-1. Great inter-squad scrimmage from back in the day. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
A little college hoops talk to begin the festivities. Late night drug tester writes in, says, is it too early to call out Marcel in Brooklyn for cursing Michigan State, or do we need more evidence? No! I have the receipts. Go back and listen to the podcast. Over the last couple of weeks, he has been all sparty. All the time, said, would hate to see Marcel fall into the Poppy, picking with Poppy category. The burner account writes in, says, is it me or did Tom Izzo sound like Nick Red Ass Saban? Take your loss and move on, Izzo. These guys always find a way to complain once they lose a big one. And that's why the Schadenfreude is like a cool breeze on a sunny day. So he says, what else do we have? Page down. Ferg Dog writes in from SoCal. He says, disappointed that UCLA lost it. Was a tremendous season, Fergie says. Those boys have nothing to be ashamed of. Do you have any thoughts on the UCLA-Gonzaga game, Ben? Well, yeah, Ferg Dog, you can go back and download the podcast. Did a few good minutes on that game at the end of the Maller monologue. You can hear all of that content. It'll be available shortly after the show ends. Make sure to subscribe to the Ben Maller Show podcast. And later today, we will also have, in addition, bonus content, the fifth hour with Ben Maller and Danny G. Weekend podcast will be up later today. Anthony in Anaheim writes in, says, someone needs to call Ferg Dog so he can do a wellness check on Brian Finley. I'm sure he's crying in a Prius somewhere right now.
Who?
I don't know. He's some guy that occasionally works here. I don't know. He's like a golf person. Tennis? Is it tennis? I don't know. Those are all the same. Shane from Des Moines writes in, says, great monologue. Let's keep the ball rolling and go caller free today. A++++. So Shane would like no callers on the air ever. Now, a guy named Whoever writes in, I'm sure this is legitimate. He says, hey, Ben, I saw Lamar out at dinner with Mike Vrabel at a Subway restaurant. Hey, Coop, you should tweet that out. Say, the Ben Maller Show has learned from a desperado that Lamar, he didn't say Jackson, we assume Jackson, Lamar Jackson was at dinner with Mike Vrabel. That sounds like the stories years ago. There used to be a guy from Nashville that called the show and loved the Tennessee Volunteers, and he called up and claimed that John Gruden, when back before Gruden got canceled, when he was at Monday Night Football and he hadn't come back to coach in the NFL yet, and Gruden was being mentioned for every single job, and there was a wild rumor that John Gruden was spotted at a barbecue restaurant in Knoxville with Peyton Manning, and he was going to coach the Volunteers. And yeah, Milkman Mike in Colorado writes in, says, great March Madness monologue. The betting market has to be going into a tailspin right now. Of course, Poppy will have picked all of these games correctly and has made some money. Milkman Mike says, ban Poppy's picks. What a polarizing caller Poppy is, picking with Poppy. He doesn't get on the air very much, but people despise Poppy. It's a wild thing. It is wild and crazy. Well, the trickeration, this was a brilliant play. If you were watching the Kansas State game, you know what I'm talking about, but maybe not. The old dipsy-doo fake. Let me set this up properly, because I didn't set it up properly. So Kansas State and Michigan State in a nail-biting situation, right? Nail-biting situation. And in this game, one of the signature plays was the old alley-oop, Marcus Noel to Keontae Johnson. And it is a dunk that will be remembered by those that watched it for some time, because it's worthy of a Tony Award, is what it is. It's worthy of a Tony Award because prior to the alley-oop, the pint-sized point guard, Marcus Noel, pretended like he was getting into a huge argument with his coach, Jerome Tang, on the sidelines. And he had the gyrations. He was dribbling with one hand. He had the gyrations with the other hand. So it distracted the Michigan State players, and they were a little distracted. They were a little caught off by the theatrics, which you'd see off Broadway. And Noel threw the pass to Keontae Johnson for the old alley-oop, and the crowd went wild at Madison Square Garden. It was a good play. It's the basketball equivalent of, you don't see this very often, the fake timeout. One of the most famous fake timeouts in NFL history was Dan Marino. That's how long Dan Marino with the Dolphins against the Jets. That was a famous one.
Fake spike.
The fake spike. That's right, the fake spike.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I got to believe this is going to be part of a Maller monologue here in the near future. But from the NFL, the league sending a memo to all 32 teams that a non-certified NFLPA agent going by the name of Ken Francis has been contacting teams about entering into negotiations for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. Clubs are not allowed to negotiate with an uncertified rep, as negotiations with a team can only occur with a player or a certified agent. Jackson responded to the reports on Twitter saying, "Stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me," end quote.
Yeah. We will have a Maller monologue. Yeah. He did not try to negotiate, but he did, Lamar, confirm the guy's legit. Some people thought it was some kind of TikTok prank artist.
I thought about that as well. Yeah.
Remember, God, there was a guy years ago who actually was, of course, a caller to our show who called the Buffalo Bills up and got the Bills GM on the phone, pretending he was somebody else. He got Tony Dungy on the phone. That went viral. He got in some trouble with that, and he like had Dungy on Sunday night during Sunday Night Football. I remember that wild tale. But anyway, it turns out this guy is legit, and we'll have a Maller monologue on that coming up in a little bit, about a half an hour as the crow flies. We'll have that for you. This portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So we mentioned the trickeration, the brilliant acting, thespian performance by Marcus Noel, who's got a future as a little guy in the NBA. The premature celebration. We have a follow-up to a story we gave you last week. At the end of last week, there was a story saying that Daniel Snyder had cleaned out his office. There was a sale announcement pending for the team formerly known as the Washington Redskins. Well, it didn't happen. It hasn't happened. It may happen, but it's not going to happen anytime soon. How do we know that? Well, we are told now that the Commanders' sale is not on the agenda at the upcoming NFL owners meetings in Arizona. So they may vote on it in the month of May, but that's a couple months away. So we'll see what happens with that. But premature celebration that Dan Snyder had cleaned out his office. Right now, though, let's go to a man who I hear a little birdie told me this guy's got a big announcement.
Who?
Let's say hello to a multi-time Platinum Benny winner. The great Jay Scoop is here, cashing his golden ticket. Hello, Jay Scoop.
I got a golden ticket.
What's up, Ben?
Jay Scoop, a legend. Last we saw Jay. Now, Jay is you're a modern medical marvel. For those that don't know the backstory, Jay Scoop was literally on your deathbed, Jay Scoop, in December, right? And you've come all the way back, and you're back to normal, and you're singing songs, and you're doing all that stuff, right? Life is pretty good for you right now, yes?
This is true. It's even better than before because I had to do all that physical therapy, and it kicked me in the butt and put me in better shape than I was before, so...
Yeah.
So that's good. And today, I don't know if you know this, but today is actually an important day. 3 years ago today, myself and Just Josh linked up for the very first parody song, Forever in Quarantine.
The best duo since Peanut Butter and Jelly. Right up there with Peanut Butter and Jelly. So I don't want to bury the lead, my man. I don't want to bury the lead. Now, you told me in confidence, Jay Scoop, something. When you a few weeks back, you told me something, and I kept it a secret. And I hear a rumor that you are about to reveal the secret to the entire Maller militia. Are you prepared now, Jay Scoop,
to release
the goods?
I am prepared, but I am surprised. You know, you are kind of a blabbermouth. I don't know how you kept that secret all this time.
Yeah, I don't think I told anybody. I didn't tell Eddie. I don't think I told Coop or Roberto. I don't think I might have, but I don't think I did. I'm pretty sure I kept this in-house. Yeah. So you're going on now, Jay Scoop. You're going on a rather lengthy road trip in a couple of days. Is that accurate?
That is correct. In 2 days, I will be heading overseas to join the not so well known Ukrainian Mahler militia people to render aid out there. Of course, it'll probably be a group. It'll be a group of one. It'll just be me, probably. But
well, you are a decorated. You were in the military. How many years did you serve in the military, Jay Scoop?
4 years.
Four years in the military, and so you have all that experience. And you said you told me this is something you felt was really important to you to go to the Ukraine and help out any way you can. Is that
holy Moses? Are you serious?
Yeah no, I'm not kidding. Eddie.
Wow.
He's going to the Ukraine. He's got a whole trip planned. You can't fly into the Ukraine, right, Jay Scoop? You got to make other arrangements. You can't. No flights allowed in there because it's a war zone. So.
Well, and even if it was allowed, it would, like, forgive the pun, but it would literally be Russian roulette trying to fly in there. So.
Oh boy. All right. Now listen, Jay Scoop. I'm happy because this is what you want to do. I wish you I hope you come back. Be safe there, as safe as you can be. And if you can contact us and let us know how it's going from time to time, that would be great. We'd love to get updates and find out what's going on with you.
Yeah, definitely. And for some of the people that are like, what is he doing? You know, I mean, I went through all that rough stuff. I woke up one day, kind of had a revelation. Plus, I kind of felt like I was playing with house money, you know, after what I went through. And I am part Ukrainian, so it just kind of all came together.
All right, buddy.
Wow. Well, Godspeed.
Well, yeah, be careful, as safe as you can be. And you're quite the man over there. I mean, that's not none of us would do that. So, listen, be safe, Jay Scoop, and safe travels, and let us know how it goes. Send me messages when you can so I can update the militia, okay?
For sure. I'll stay in touch. And thank you, everybody, for the Benny.
All right. There he goes, the great Jay Scoop, heading to the Ukraine to help out in the battle with Russia. Wow. Did you have that on your bingo card, Eddie?
Nope.
No.
I have read stories, though, about Americans going over and doing that very thing, but I didn't think I'd know anybody that actually would be doing that. It's crazy.
When he told me that a while back, and he swore me to secrecy. So I was like, he can't say anything, and I didn't say anything. So I kept the secret. See, I can keep a secret, Eddie. That's a big secret. I kept the big secret. I kept it to myself. I didn't tell anybody.
Good job by you.
Thank you. But man, all right. Now I got to worry about him. I got to worry about my man Jay Scoop over there in the Ukraine now. Anyway, all right, there are worse, there actually are better problems to have. Anyway, here's the Who Am I game. We'll go to college basketball. Marquise Noel, I'm obsessed with this guy. The Kansas State guard, he had 64 points, 42 assists, 11 steals in three NCAA tournament games so far for the Wildcats. I was the last Division I or NBA player to put up that stat line over any three-game span. Again, Marcus Noel, 64 points, 42 assists, 11 steals for Kansas State in the three tournament games. I was the last D1 or NBA player to reach all of those numbers over any three-game span. Who am I? The answer. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or faint of heart. You're invited to join our secret society online. You'll get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Who Am I game. We'll get back to the calls in a sec. That's right, more time for your calls. Woohoo! Marcus Noel.
Woohoo!
Has 64 points, 42 assists, and 11 steals in Kansas State's three tournament wins so far. I was the last D1 or NBA player to reach all of those lofty numbers over any three-game span. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Adrian, the Pokey 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 Man, is going with Beetlejuice as his answer. Shane of Des Moines says Philly legend Philly Rob. Rest in peace. Who else do we have? The great Don McLean, the occasional co-host of the Petros and Money Show from Ferg Dog. Rick Cerrone, 1980s baseball yet again from Mr. Nice Guy. J.J. Redick, tossed out by Nick in Wisconsin. Mario Chalmers from the Late Night Drug Tester. Rob in Vegas going with Comrade J. Scoop as his selection. The Dickster parody account says Jennifer Love Hewitt. Brian Mullins from Orange and Blue Blood Brett. Who else do we have? Pete Maravich, guessed by Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Justin in the Enchanted Forest says Jay Skupinski is the answer. Stephon Marbury from Michael, the legendary Al Bundy, guessed by the Eddie Garcia burner account. NCAA legend George Newman from Milkman Mike in Colorado. A Gaslighting Games of Note Garcia, guessed by the Rasta Dude. Gary Busey from Alf, the alien opiner. Rob in Minnesota going with, at one point, the all-time Big East leading scorer Terry DeHaere as his answer. Who else do we have? Allen Iverson, guessed by Johnny Ray. Thunder Dan Marley from Gus. Jeremy Lin, tossed out by the Clam. That's his answer. Lionel Simmons, the L train from Fudgy, a Philly legend at LaSalle. Grayson Allen from Sean in Arizona. Tree Rollins, guessed by the misplaced San Diegan Steve. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
I do. It's former Arkansas Razorback legend Corliss Williamson.
That's a good name, but incorrect. Is it 40 Minutes of Hell? Was that
there? That's right.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, Nolan Richardson, right?
Was he the That's coach? Right.
Yeah.
Todd Steve, Day, Lee Mayberry.
Yeah, that was a fun team to watch. Steve also got it right. The answer is the answer. Allen Iverson back in 05 as a NBA player. Allen Iverson. So Marcus Noel doing things that haven't been done in almost 20 years in D1 or in the NBA. Let's go to the phones, and Brandon is cashing a golden ticket in Kansas City. Hello, Brandon. You're on the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Ben? Thanks for taking my call, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Welcome. What's going on?
I wanted to ask you something real quick. I know you're a very busy man of the late night radio talk show host. But so next month on the at the draft, are you going to find your way over here to Kansas City and we can go get some chicken fingers at the landing?
On you, Brandon. Oh, look at the other you. You baller. So
come on,
first
come
of all,
on, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. No, I do not have any plans to attend the draft. I do need to get back to Kansas. Hold on. Calm down. I do not have any plans to go to the draft, but I would like to get to Kansas City at some point. Time, I don't have so much time to take off here, unfortunately, but I would like to get there. Well, I got to hang out with you. I got to hang out with Fesco and the guys at 610. I got a bunch of people I got to hang out with.
Oh, well, get your buddy out here. Come on, Al.
All right. I'll put it on my list. All right, Brandon. All right. Make sure you don't screw up what you're doing there. Hard at work, man. Guys making things happen. So the agent provocateur. How about this story from the NBA? There's a former agent named Charles Briscoe. Doesn't that sound like a fake name from a TV show? Like if you were to make up the name of an agent, would you come up with that name if you were in Hollywood? Charles Briscoe. So I don't know much about this guy, but I was reading about him earlier. He's a former NBA agent, and he has been charged with various schemes as an agent provocateur of defrauding not one, not two, not three, how about four professional basketball players of more than, wait for it, $13 million. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice also charging, in addition to Briscoe, the financial planner, the investment advisor, all the people in the inner circle, or most of them anyway, and $13 million. So in real terms, what are we looking at here? This guy, this agent, who I'd never heard of, but he was able to, if this is correct, if the Justice Department, the Department of Justice is correct, he stole $13 million. This cat is facing 40 years in prison. Now, he's not going to get 40 years, but he's going to, if this is true, he's going to jail for a while. And he should.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.